This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Good evening, young lady. Good afternoon, young lady.
How are you?
Whatever time of day it is, salutations of the day. I don't know what time it is anyway. And her guest is Evelina Mannarino. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You got it right. Thank you.
Well, a lot of people get my last name wrong, and I just don't understand it. It's only two syllables. They do it. I can't stand to get somebody else's last name wrong. Keita, if you would be so kind.
Yes. So my guest today is Evelina, and she has a really interesting story. She was actually an actress in Canada who recently moved to the U.S., and she has started her own clothing line here. You may have seen some of the pictures that I've done with her for her clothing line, Hold Your Own. And she's also a competitive shooter. We are both on the Ipswich Store shooting team together. So, Evelina, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Thanks, Keita. Well, I want to say Keita is really, really great. So anytime I get to hang out with her, do anything with her, it's just a lot of fun. She really is an awesome person. I've been a competitive shooter here in U.S. for just over a year. And I do have to say Keita kicked my ass at U.S. Nationals.
I went home crying.
But she did.
I'm sorry.
She was really awesome. No, that's fine. That's awesome. So, yeah, credit where credit is due. And that's all I've been doing is just shooting every single weekend all the time for the last year. And now it's time to get back to business. So one thing that I noticed on the ranges was that a lot of the sponsored athletes we're running around with logos on our backs, but I noticed nobody's getting paid for anything. So that's how this brand came about, is that we're putting together the athletes and sponsors and brands to make sure that they're getting paid.
Now, oftentimes, the athletes who have sponsors on their jerseys actually have to pay for their jerseys. So they're paying money to advertise for someone else.
Exactly. That made no sense.
Which is ridiculous. The whole point of the NASCAR jersey should be that you are getting paid to represent their company. And they do provide products and things like that. It's very rare to actually get paid cash. Usually they'll give you products in exchange for putting their name on your jersey and making posts about their products. But then you still have to pay for the jersey.
Right. Right. That made no sense.
Yeah, it seems very silly.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how your idea was born, right?
Yeah, I spent the last 2-3 months on the range and on competitions just talking to everybody, anybody that had any logos or anything on their jerseys. I've noticed that they are posting a lot about the brands and the sponsors that they work with. And anybody that I talked to, I said, did you get paid? Did you get any amount of money, like anything at all? And nobody got any money. Like we get a lot of free t-shirts, which is great, but I haven't ran into a single person that actually got paid. Part of the program too is that we need, as it's kind of like in the acting world as well, as we are training and working hard to get to the very, very top so we can actually get some sort of a paycheck. In the middle part is when we need the most amount of help. Like, that's when we could use 5, 10, 20, 100 bucks that'll go towards match fees. Not ammo anymore. That's a whole different ball.
Kind of off the table right now.
That's off the table right now. But yeah, so any amount of money that pays for match fees or anything else, that helps a little bit. Same with the sponsors. When I talk to the sponsors, I now ask them if the athletes that we have on our program, if they can get a better discount or a bigger discount, so that all the athletes in the middle, which there's like 95% of all athletes, is the middle part where we're working really hard and we could use the money and we can use a bigger discount, because most of us are not going to make it to the level where, you know, even if you're a GM and getting paid, even that level and that amount of money is not enough to have a very good, comfortable lifestyle either. So the program right. is for people just to get paid something. Like, I'm not saying you're going to become an overnight millionaire, I mean, but at least a little bit helps so that the athletes know that we value their time, we value them promoting the brand, and you do get a little bit of something in the end, which is better than nothing, which is what all the other sponsors are doing.
Well, you know, being a single mom and trying to pay for all of my match fees and travel and things like that, things do get tight. And Pixie volunteers to help all the time with competitions that I'm working at. Sometimes I will work at the match so that I don't have to pay the match fee, just to help save on expenses. And then she'll travel with me and she'll work too. Well, she got paint all over her shoes that were brand new for school. And what I made from you from modeling your clothing line actually paid for her new shoes for school to replace those.
Aww, she's so cute. Yeah, when I had Natalia, she did the same thing. She went to all the matches. But, yeah, you have to bring the kids sometimes. You have to help out. You have to volunteer so you don't – like, these match fees add up if you're shooting every single weekend. Yeah.
You know, and it might not seem like much, but it was enough to cover her new shoes for school that I was thinking, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get her some new shoes this week? And then there it was.
Aw,
just
thanks.
That little bit of a push you need, you know?
Just, yeah, a little bit.
Really cool.
Yeah. That makes us happy. Thank you.
So we just had Max Martini on the show, an actor from L.A., he was telling us a little bit about some movies he's done. Can you tell us about some of the things that you've been in?
Yeah. So now that that COVID has hit and we're supposed to stay home, this is the first time that I actually got to scroll through like Netflix and things. Because when you're working in film and television, when I was working in Vancouver, we're usually busy and we're working nonstop every single day. Like, I remember one day there was like a 16-hour day and you pretty much leave the set, you go home, you walk in your front door, you lay on the couch and you wake up a few hours later and you go right back in. Like, thank God that they do our hair, makeup and wardrobe and they feed us, because other than that, there's just no way I would have been able to do all that myself. But we get so busy working in film that you don't even get to see anything. And even if we watched it, we didn't really watch it for the value of the show, because to us it was technical. Like, we're all looking to see if we said our lines correctly or if we wore the same outfit, and we're trying to see if maybe we screwed up on continuity. Like, if we had our, you know, an apple in our right hand, did we move it? Like, we're just like, we didn't really get to enjoy it. So now that I have a little bit of time to sit at home and not be outside as often, I get to get caught up on all these shows.
That's really interesting. I never really thought about it like that. But I suppose it's sort of the same thing with, you know, when you watch your own shooting videos, we pick it all apart as opposed to other people just watching us and, you know, enjoying the match.
Exactly.
Hang on,
other people.
Ladies, hang on right there. We're coming up on the break real quick. What's the name of the website for the clothing? The clothing
hold
website.
Holdyourown.store.
Tita, website?
180firearmtraining.com. And I am currently updating my calendar for classes. If you'd like to register for a class, you can click on that on the website or email me to set one up, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon, or you can email me for a personalized copy.
All right, we'll be right back with the Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load.
Firearms.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary
triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Evelina Manarino. And they were talking about acting jobs, which Keita will tell you, Evelina, that I, as all radio people, want to be in movies. So I'll be listening with rapt attention, taking notes.
So, Evelina, how do you
for the next movie?
So when you were in Canada, were you shooting competitions there?
You know what? I was. I've only been shooting for about 3 years. And just the other day, it came up on my memories or something, the first time I ever shot. And I think I spent like 3 minutes doing my first, I don't even remember. Like, it took so long. It was so painful to watch. But what I wanted to do with that was just to show people that, you know, even if you start and you're really slow and you're walking and you don't know what's going on, like in the 3 years, I got to be pretty good. Yeah. It was more IPSC in Canada than there was USPSA. And then it was all USPSA since I got to the States over a year ago.
Yeah. And you took my class as well, and just before the class, I didn't know who you were at the time, but before the class, I kept hearing from friends of mine, you know what, Evelina has gotten really good.
Well, thank you. I think why I got really good is I have like an obsessive personality. When I left Canada, I had to leave for some personal reasons, and so what happens is, like, I ended up doing it more for therapy, and because it was a sport, it was a really, really good sport to get into for therapy reasons, because I could have gone either way at that point. But this sport had me concentrate on, like, being at the range all the time. I went to the gym all the time. I'm very competitive because I had to go to the gym. I had to eat well. I didn't drink alcohol. I've never done drugs, but sometimes when you're leaving a situation, you end up doing drugs. So from the sport, I made sure that I wasn't doing any of that, and it was focused on my health, nutrition, being outside all the time, training all the time, being focused on just the gun, and just being around people that have the same sort of vision. Like, we don't really go out and party because our competitions are Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings, so there's no Friday, Saturday nights really for us because we need to be up really, really early and on the ranges to do these competitions. So I had an obsessive sort of personality where I ignored everything else and just focused on the sport, and I guess that's why I ended up getting fairly good. Fairly quickly. I mean, I don't know if I can recommend that to everybody because I ignored everything else in life just to focus on the sport. But for my mental health at the time, it is exactly what I needed. And now I'm able to start this business and work on the business and do a little bit of everything. But yeah, very, very good therapy.
It was a positive outlet for you, where some people, when they're going through something, would pour themselves into their work. You poured yourself into this.
Yeah, and so other people too, like from mental health, they said that people that have gone through the situation that I have gone through usually turn to drugs or alcohol to get through and cope through some of the stuff that I've gone through. I did go the opposite way, and I picked up a sport. So when I first started 3 years ago, I declared to the world that I want to be shooting at the World Shoot, which someone who just started shooting, everybody else would be like, well, that's kind of not really possible if you just started shooting and you don't even really, like, I ran by and I would miss a lot of targets. Like, that's how everybody starts that way. Yeah. So, but I declared that to the, and it wasn't really because I was bragging or thinking that I was, because I knew I wasn't that good. But for me, to focus on something, I always like to say it out loud and declare it to the world so that then I can just focus on and work towards it. So, you know, whether I get there or not, or I win a World Shoot or not, wasn't the point. It really was the journey of staying focused, going to the gym, eating healthy, being outside, than just getting through using sport to get through a really crappy situation. And then, too, the people that are on the ranges that are out there, like just the military, law enforcement, athletes, like they are such a good, like a great group of people that it really, really helped to get through the really crappy times.
Yeah, and I think it really helps to announce your goals to the world just for accountability. Because then you've got to do it. Once you say it out loud, then you've got to do it. Because then everybody knows if you failed, it's not just you holding yourself accountable. You're going to let other people down and their expectations of you.
Yeah, and there's always going to be the haters. They're like, oh, she just started shooting 2 months ago and she thinks she can go to the world shoot. Well, I mean, sports athletes, they know, or when you're doing like just motivational or inspirational sort of stuff, like they'll know that you are saying it not really for everybody else, but for your own self, so that you keep going and just keep training and just keep trying. So different people have different methods of it. Some people like to not say anything and keep it on the inside and then work hard for it. I like to just say it out loud and then work for it, because then people will be reminding you, right? If you don't show up for training or for a match, they will phone you, go, hey, I thought you were going to shoot at the world shoot, right? So you got to get up and you got to show up all the time. And that's really how I ended up training all the time and getting to that level.
You know, something interesting I've noticed about training actors and actresses.
How about set this question up, because we're going to be in the next break in 1 minute, 10 seconds. So ask your question. Evelina, you get to mull this one over for a few minutes.
Ooh, okay. It's not so much a question as a statement, but you might have some commentary. So anytime I've trained actors or actresses, I've noticed their attention to detail, the way they process things, the way they can imitate is different than just teaching some Joe Blow off the street how to shoot. You pick things up really quickly and are able to execute it with very little demonstration, because I don't know, the processing is just different when you're memorizing how to make your body do things to do that on screen. I suppose that translates over into the shooting world.
It absolutely does. And the thing is, like, the training.
Evelina, hang on. We're coming to the break. Give out the website for the clothing line, please.
Moldyourown.store.
And Keita?
180firearmstraining.com. If you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or to set up a class, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are now at the White House. Biden signing a series of executive actions that aim to reverse former President Trump's orders on immigration, climate change, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. This after Biden said during his speech he wanted to bring the country together.
My whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Biden also saying people have the right to disagree with him.
Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. If you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America.
Former President Trump now at his Mar-a-Lago resort. You're listening to USA Radio News. As coronavirus cases continue to surge in California, a new strain of the virus could be the culprit.
A Caesar Sinai study reveals a newly identified strain of the coronavirus in Southern California could be contributing to the big spikes in cases. The study released Monday has not been peer-reviewed, but found more than a third of the recent COVID-19 patients at Caesar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles were infected with the new strain. Identified as Cal-20C, is more contagious, but not deadlier. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China leaders say the country will sanction more than two dozen U.S. officials, including members of the Trump administration, for allegedly violating China's sovereignty. The announcement came in a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. These 28 people and their family members will not be allowed to enter mainland China and Hong Kong. The sanctions also disallows them from doing business with China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And her guest is Evelina Manarino. And they were getting to the acting part about training actors and actresses and all that other fun stuff, which is always good stuff. So please, please, ladies, continue.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I think the main part of learning a new skill set really is the coach. I also find that when I'm on the range, a lot of the ladies rather take instruction from a lady. We seem to get a little bit further ahead than if they were learning from a guy. So for me, I've noticed different ways that I learned. It really did depend on the coach. But having some acting background and taking those classes, what we do is just we listen and we want to become kind of like the skill that we're learning. So I think having a background in acting did help. I just never really realized that until now.
Well, if you look at an actress in an action movie or something like that, she's, you know, trying to look tough and running really hard, and that's just expected. You have to give off that persona and you have to really give it. But if I'm teaching a lady to shoot and she's running through a stage for the first time, she's sort of pussyfooting around, you know, tiptoeing around and afraid to really run hard and embarrassed about what she must look like when she's moving around on a stage. But for you, you really bring it. You give it. You see the other shooters run hard, and so you, it's almost like the imitation part of learning comes a lot easier to you.
I think I have to say, though, and I'm not just saying that, but I do have to say you are a really good instructor and a really good coach, because you do break everything down into, like, not just, you don't just say do this and then go. You explain how the body works, how you'll be more effective doing it a certain way. And then the other thing that you do really well is get us to try the same thing but in two different methods, just to see which one feels better, which one works better, so that we understand why we are doing what we're doing. I think when you have the understanding of how the body moves and what actions are working better, then we're able to first get that skill set, and then we work on making it better and better as we go along. So it really does, like, the coaching really does help. And of course, like, we watch other people and we know how they do it. And when it's broken down into smaller pieces, then we're able to start off at, like, a smaller level and then work our way up from there.
And I think it's really important as an instructor to realize there's more than one way to skin a cat. Just because one person is doing this and another person is doing that, it doesn't mean one or the other is right or wrong, because everyone's body is built differently. So something might work for one person and might not work for another person. So you have to be able to offer options based on the person's body type and how they move.
Yeah, I find it really funny, though, when we're doing, like, stage plans, and a lot of the guys are like, they're like, okay, so you shoot this target, take two steps, and then shoot that target. And then I'll go and take the two steps. I'm like, there's no target. And then they realize that I'm so short that my two steps would not equal their two steps. So I'm still behind a wall and I'm not seeing anything. So I always have to add in, like, a third step to actually see a target. So, yeah, like, little things, like, what works for someone that's really tall works a little bit different than for someone that's short. And so, yeah, the different body types do make a difference.
Yeah, and you're very teeny tiny.
Yeah, so I get that all the time when people first meet me, that they don't realize how small I am.
So I just saw some photos you recently did in the water. What was that all about?
Oh, my God, I was so scared. So part of the brand for Hold Your Own, we also have holdyourown.tv, where we encourage people to go out, try something new, have fun. Whatever it is, just go out and try things. So I got asked to do an underwater photo shoot, and at first I was going to say no, because, A, I've never opened my eyes underwater, and I've never jumped into water without plugging my nose with my hand. So I've never, like, I always jump in and plug my nose. So I've never, mm-hmm. I'm not good at underwater, and I was going to say no, but then I'm like, oh, such a hypocrite. Or hold your own. Like, you have to go and try something new. So I didn't tell the photographer or anybody else that I don't swim underwater. I just said, yeah, I'll do it. And I was just terrified. Even the drive there, I'm like, it can't be that hard. So it's just kind of like the acting thing. I'm like, I'm just going to jump in, and I'm just going to be a mermaid, and it's going to be, like, just so beautiful and artistic. And
well,
when I jumped in,
beautiful.
Oh, right. But you should have seen it. Like, so I have the video coming out of what it looked like. But yeah, when I first jumped in, my whole face was squishy and scrunchy. And the guy's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. And then I couldn't stay underwater. I kept floating up. He's like, I can't take photos underwater if you can't stay underwater. I'm like, well, I don't know how to stay underwater. So in that 1 hour, everyone's like coaching me and yelling at me. They're like, do it this way, right? So I had to learn how to open my eyes underwater, which looks really cool when you actually get to do it. I've never done that. And then I had to learn how to stay underwater long enough to have photos taken and try to look peaceful and that I'm enjoying myself, even though the whole time I'm freaking out, panicking and thinking these people were trying to drown me. So the photos did come out okay. But the
so did they have you
just
exhale all of your air to make you stay underwater? Or
well,
what did they do to have you stay under?
No, so first I take a deep breath and I go underwater. And he's like, why are you holding your breath? Like, you have chipmunk, like, face. I'm like, well, how am I supposed to stay underwater? because you got to kind of like not, you know, so I go under there. And then I'm blowing bubbles, like, slowly. He's like, I can't take this photo if you're blowing bubbles out. You just hold your breath. I'm like, how do you just hold your breath underwater and not, like, slowly release air? He goes, just hold it. So I'm like, okay. So, yeah, in an hour, I learned how to open my eyes underwater and look peaceful and hold my breath. But I never managed. I haven't learned how to stay under the water yet. I always had to, like, stay near something close so I can push myself under and hold myself under because I kept floating up to the top.
People don't realize how much actually goes into modeling and how demanding it is and how hard it can be.
I know. I hate it. I hate it when I have to go to a photo shoot. I've been having to rush you guys.
One, right?
Yes, those are my least favorites, those. They just never fit right. They just never fit right. Anyway, coming up on the next break, Keita, give out the website, the book, all that other stuff real quick, please, ma'am.
180firearmstraining.com. If you'd like a personalized copy of my book or to sign up for a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And, of course, classes, right?
Yes. If you'd like to set up a class, I can put it on in your area at your home range. Just send me an email, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Is there any special at the clothing website, Evelina, that you want to push?
Really just the motivational stuff, the never give up, got ammo, that's a favorite one. There's another one that I can't say out loud on the radio.
Thank you.
But it's a fan favorite for your Monday morning coffee mug. People love it. So I say check it out if you know what I'm talking about.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest Evelina Manarino. Here you go, Keita, one more time.
So we were talking about how difficult photo shoots can be. I may have said this on here before, but I was doing the photo shoot for my book to illustrate it and do the cover. And we all have this certain face. Everybody has their own face that they make when they're shooting and concentrating. And for me, it's like a baby dinosaur where I have no lips. They just disappear inside my mouth. And I just like gum my lips together while I'm shooting, when I'm concentrating. And the photographer was getting so frustrated when I would run with the gun and my lips would disappear. So he said, Keita, lead with your lips. So I did jump lifts and ran with a gun, and that ended up being my cover photo on my book.
That's really funny, because I was the opposite when I did the underwater. I had, like, the overdone fish lips because I kept trying to, like, blow the water out of my lips. So every photo, they're like, why do you look like that? So I was, like, the opposite of what you were doing.
Oh, no. Because you were trying to blow the water out?
Yeah, so every photo has to be like having like these overextended fish lips. They're like, what's with your face? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just trying not to drown in here.
Yeah, it can be a challenge. For sure.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell everyone what you used for your gun and equipment?
Yeah, so my gun is a 10-folio. I do love the 10-folio gun. And that's the production Shock 2 Extreme. All my gear comes from the Ipsic store, so ipsicstore.com. That's where we got all of our stuff from. I need to get more, like the belt and the holsters and all that, but I get everything from them. They pretty much have everything that we need, so I don't even know what else to recommend besides just the Ipsic store.
Yeah, the Ipsic store is really good. They have timers. They have trigger upgrade kits. They make their own springs. They sell guns, but I wouldn't recommend trying to buy a gun from overseas.
No, not at this time.
Well, they have the grips that you can add to add weight that are made out of brass, and they have brass base pads for your magazines to add weight. It makes it a little easier to reload and to be more accurate. Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. They carry Ghost magazine pouches and holsters, which I like because they clip onto the belt. Rather than having to mess with the screws. And, there was something else. Oh, the belt. They have the Velcro belts with the inner belts and the outer belts, and I love their American flag belt. That's the one I got.
Ooh, maybe I'll get that one, too, because I have to get another one. The one that I had last time did last for 3 years, so they do last, and I wore mine every single weekend for I don't know how long.
Yes. They're very high quality. And these new ones, that might have been one of the old Ghost belts or double alpha belts. These double alpha belts are even thicker, which makes the clip-on magazine pouches and holster much better because otherwise if you have the screw-on ones, the screws tend to not be long enough and it bends the bars and then they can break really easily. So with the clip-on, it's much, much better with the new thicker, more rigid double alpha belt.
Ooh, that's exciting. Yeah.
Yes, I love my American flag one. It's really cute. And they have all kinds of other colors, too.
Yeah. Love their stuff.
So can you tell us some more about your Hold Your Own store, what kind of things you sell?
So a lot of this stuff is motivational, just different slogans just to keep going. I know every morning when I go and open up my cupboard, I can't say what kind of mugs we have. one of them is never give up. The other one is the opposite of it. And so every morning when I go to get my coffee and I open up my cupboard and I've got all the slogans there, I laugh out loud. And then every time I post them, everyone's like, I really want that mug. I'm like, it really helps
cool.
for Monday morning, right? The only thing you have to decide is whether you want a small one or a large one. And then just the stuff that we wear, like the slogans, we have them both on the front and in the back. So sometimes I feel like if you're in a lineup somewhere, because everyone is having a bit of a tough time, and so if you're, like, standing in line, there's somebody behind you, they could be having a really bad day, and your slogan says, never give up. And sometimes just a little something that you see somewhere will just trigger you to keep going, and you'll know that other people are in the same boat and going through the same thing, and it starts conversations. My T-shirt that says, Got Ammo, that's a popular one. Whenever I'm like in a lineup somewhere, somebody always taps me like, hey, I love your shirt. You know, like, I guess you shoot, you know, where do you get your ammo from? And it just starts conversations. And there's a lot more people, out there that are like us as opposed to, you know, being different from us. And I think now is the time for us to be able to connect and just little slogans like that. Another one is you're not alone. People connect with that as well. So, yeah, the things that we have on there are simple for everyday use that everybody can connect with. But what I like most of all is that it connects athletes with the brands and so that they're getting paid a little bit of something while we go through training and sports and things like that.
And the leggings you have are super soft. Those are really cool.
I know. I got the other ones. I like yours.
They're so comfy. Yeah, all of those are really comfy.
Yeah, they end up being my favorite. Somebody once said, they're like, oh, why don't you get this Nike thing? I'm like, ooh, I can't wear another brand. It has to be your own. Yeah, like, and I'm proud of it. Like, it's really nice when I'm outside somewhere and people are like, oh, what's Hold Your Own? And I get to talk about it and they like it, you know, and the different slogans that we have. It's really nice. I do love it. And it's nice when you have a product or service that you're proud of.
Yeah, that's really, really cute. So tell us about your app.
My app?
Yeah.
The Pro Shooter, ProShooter.com?
Yeah.
So that's
the training app.
Pro Shooter, the shooting one, right? So ProShooterGame.com is an app that I set up for people to start training. That was from a couple of ladies
sending me a message going, well, I can't get to the range, or they're not comfortable enough to go to the range yet because they, although they bought a gun, people can buy a gun and bring it home. I look at it as it's like a baby, like you have a baby and then they're like, see you later. But I'm like, well, is anybody going to instruct me on how to do this? And they don't, right? So it came about from, they're like, well, can you send me some, a couple of videos? Cause not everybody gets to the range. So I started putting together, for individual people, like a video on here's what you do when you open up your gun and just some, a couple of rules. So then I thought, you know what? Since I have that, I'm just going to put it together for everybody to be able to use. So it's great for, if you've never shot, but you've bought a gun or you wanted to buy a gun and you want to just learn how to do the basics in the comfort of your own home, I really do start it off with like the bare minimum, like make sure you keep the finger off the trigger. A lot of the times when people take one of my one-on-one classes, I will spend 2 hours, and it's literally 2 hours reminding people to take your finger off the trigger. And it's weird because you think you would get it, but you automatically, people's fingers just automatically goes in there. And I'm over and over again. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's going to take you 2 hours to get into the habit of not having your finger like on that trigger, like finger off the trigger, finger off the trigger. Don't point your gun at me, please. Like over and over again. And it takes about 2 hours before they finally get in the habit of not doing that. So the game is just to be able to get these habits done at home and so that you're comfortable with your gun, and then you can go to the range and be more comfortable using the gun at the range.
And with that, we are out of time, ladies. And I'm looking right now at one of your things there, Evelina, one of your jackets for guys. You didn't mention nothing about the guys. So thank you very much for joining us today, Keita. Thank you, Evelina.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a good day.
Coming up next, fresh off of his gig with the Trump administration, is Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. This is Lock and Load.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.